My name is Larry Beloff. I'm president of Max's Jewelers and Loan Incorporated. We've been in business since 1933, and our business primarily is small loans on items that people bring in and they leave it as collateral. We also do retail sales. Our biggest part of our retail sales is jewelry. But our prices are way below what a retail price is, and we at least strive to give merchandise that are almost like brand new, and in some cases are brand new. It's a nice business to be in. It's busy. People today right now need small loans, quick loans, that will be paid back probably within 30 days at the most. This is a very good thing because there's a lot of people who are not what they call bankable. So they really don't have savings accounts or any accounts like that, so that they can't walk in and cash a check or anything like that, or walk in and get a loan. Most banks won't give a loan under $500. But if you need a loan of $50 or $75, unless you have a pawnbroker to go to, you're stuck. But we do a lot of pawning also for people. We try and help everyone we can. And our goal is to make sure that people, when they come in, are serviced properly and we have a nice attitude. We always feel when a person comes in and needs to borrow money, obviously they're in dire straits. And so we try and talk to them and give them a courtesy word and so forth to make them feel at least that they're not begging for money, that they rightfully are asking for it. One incident where we always make it a point to thank someone when they pawn something. And an incident not too long ago is I pawned an item for a gentleman, and I thanked him. And he said, "You're thanking me?" He says, "I should be thanking you. You're the one who's helping me," which flattered me. I thought that was really nice for somebody to say that.
Let me ask you, the holidays are here. Does business pick up generally around the holidays? And it seems like pawn stores are getting more attention now because of the reality shows.
Yes, but people are becoming aware that they can come into a pawn shop and purchase the same item that they could purchase elsewhere new, except that even though it's pre-owned, it's like new. And they're paying approximately 50% of what the retail price is. And a person looking to save money, especially this time of year, to buy gifts for their family and friends, this is the place to come to. Because by the time you get through, the same amount of money you'd spend on two items at the mall, you could buy four or five items here and still have some money left over to go have a nice dinner.
Talk about the traditional customer who comes here. Has that expanded, that profile of who used to come in here? Now do you see more of a wider range of people, families, etc., coming in? And now it doesn't seem like it's such a, I guess, pawn had that shady sort of title, if you will, or label, if you will. And it seems like now that's just not the case.
Well, I'll tell you, some people still have the attitude of the pawn shop that you see in the movies, the sleazy backstreet dealership and pawning stolen goods. Today, that's not so. We are governed by state law, city law, and now the federal government has put us under their federal banking laws. So we have to adhere to all kinds of laws. We are inspected once a year by the state. We have federal inspection. We try and strive to handle only goods that are honest. As a matter of fact, the National Pawnbrokers Association, of which I belong to, did a survey countrywide and found that only 0.5% of stolen merchandise wind up in a pawn shop. Most of the stuff finds up in a, believe it or not, a flea market or sold on the street simply because there's no questions asked. When they go into a pawn shop to pawn something, they have to show proof of not proof of ownership, but proof of who they are. And they have to show a picture ID, and everything is done with strict standards. So when you purchase something from a pawn shop, you're pretty well assured that it's not a stolen merchandise, because when we buy in or pawn merchandise, every night we send into the police department and the sheriff's department a list of all the merchandise we've taken in with a description of each and every item, serial numbers, everything. So if anything is stolen, they can catch it on the sheet. We've been fortunate. Once in a while, we'll pick up something, and it's usually because it wasn't stolen out of a house. It's usually a child stealing something from an aunt or from a mother to buy drugs with. That's the biggest problem today.
And you do see more families come out shopping for gifts over the holidays?
Oh, yes. We're noticing more and more white-collar traffic, more so than before the recession. And we have families who come in and purchase stuff for everyone. And it has helped. These porn shows that they have on television, porn stars is kind of contrived, because they only show they're bringing in these unusual things. And that's not so with a pawn shop. Once in a while, we'll get something unusual. But our pawn shop business is more like that. I don't know if you watched that hardcore porn, that shows what everyday life is like. Of course, a little rough there because it's Detroit. But rarely do we have problems like that as far as getting into problems with a customer.
Do you go out to some of these auctions at the storage bins and kind of bid on things like that and see what you can find?
Not really. We have so much that comes in the store that it's useless to go out, and especially when you go where they have auctions. People bid up items that are far more expensive than if you go out and buy it new. So we kind of shy away from that.
So the future of the pawn retail business looks pretty bright?
Pawnbroking has been going on since way before Columbus's day, and that's how it started with the Medici family in Italy. And it's been going on for all these centuries, and I don't look for it to stop anytime soon. I believe it's here to stay. It's an important part of the community, and people need help, and this is where they come for help.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that very informative and detailed look at the pawnbroking business. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me here.